Okay, Tetz Kislev is a very, very special day, not only because it's the Mittler Rebbe's Yahrzeit, not only because it's the night 5-6 years ago that I was in a tremendous, tremendous miracle of a car accident that Rabbeinu Shel Mamash spared me, but it's also Rav Lezer Geldzahler's Zuchus Yogin Alina's Yahrzeit. Rav Lezer Geldzahler, the Rosh Yeshiva of Or Yisrael, who's taken back to Olam Haba, obviously too young, at the young age of 46. I was introduced to Rav Lezer Geldzahler by my Rebbe, Rav Judah Michel Shlita. And anyone whose life would like to be changed, if you're on Y.E. Torah, if you're on anywhere listening to this, we just want to grow in our Avodas Hashem. I picked up this book around two years ago, and literally I haven't been able to put it down. It's called A Blazer, The Life and Legacy of Eliezer Geldzahler by Rabbi Yisrael Besser. I highly, highly recommend it. And, you know, there are countless things that you can say about the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik was... The Rosh Yeshiva was a tremendous person. The Torah that he learned, the constant simcha, the emunah bitachon, the constant source of chizuk that he was just a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous person. Mamash a tzaddik living in our days. And I just wanted to focus on one aspect of his true care for other people, of his honest, his true sensitivity. I'll start off with a Torah, and then we'll say five short, brief stories. So, In the Sefer on page 181, they say Rabbi Lezer says the following vort. You know, when Yosef and Yamin finally they reunited in Parshas Vayigash, and they Chazal bring down that they cried on each other's shoulder. Chazal tell us that Yosef saw that the two Batim Midashos in Binyamin's chelik would be destroyed, and Binyamin saw that the Churban of Mishkan, which in Shiloh, which is Yosef's chelik, would be destroyed. Says Rav Geldzahler, he asked the question: if they saw their own Churbanos, why didn't each other just go to their own corner and weep for their own loss? They're crying for each other's loss. Says of Geldzahler, the following such a beautiful idea. He says, to show you that if your world falls apart, there's no point in crying. You stand up, you pick yourself the pieces up, you get to rebuild. If something goes wrong in your life, you rebuild, you go on. However, when it comes to your friends, something's going on in your friend's life, your friend's sorrow, what's the most important thing to do? The most important thing to do is to noise b'ol mechaveru, mishtaftif b'tzaro, to join him in his pain. You cry along with him. That's what Yosef saw. Binyamin's pain, the two Balta Mikdashos, and Binyamin saw Yosef's pain. Rav Geldzahler is not someone who just said this word, he mamash lived this word. The following five stories will just be a crumb of his mamash life. I highly recommend to get the Sefer Blazer, The Life and Legacy of Eliezer Geldzahler. I also got his beautiful Sefer, Torah Eliezer, letters that they put out for, I think, 5 years after he passed away. So Rav Ephraim Waxman Shlita said this at the Levaya, on page 118. The story goes that he was once returning his rental car, and what happened was that the credit card machine was broken at the airport, and it didn't go through, or the credit card wasn't going through, and Waxman found that he was in an uncomfortable situation of not having means to pay. There was a bachur standing in line who saw Rav Waxman in distress, and he quickly offered to pay the $800. Said Rav Waxman to the bachur, "You don't even know my name. Why would you even lend me so much money?" The bachur didn't hesitate. "My Rosh Hashiva taught that when you see a yid who needs help, you don't stand back and make kashponus. You stand up and you go to help." And Rav Waxman turned back, "Who's your Rosh Hashiva?" Rav Lezer Geldzahler. Rav Lezer said, when there's a yid in pain, when anyone's in pain and distressed, you stand up, be able to do what's right, and be able to go help another person. Another story, the second story, is an amazing story that Rav Lezer, you know, he used to love going, taking his Talmidim up north. Kibbutz Tzadikim up north. When they reached the base of Kfaros, I'm assuming it was Sfat, Yir HaKodesh, the old cemetery in Sfat, the Bachrim piled off very excitedly, eager to daven by the holy sites, by the Beis Yosef, by the Arizal, by Shom Alkabetz, by all the holy Tzadikim. However, there was a Kohen who was forced to remain on the bus. And at the end of the day, Rav Lezer saw that he was a little sad. Rav Lezer turned to him and told him the following thing. Such an amazing line. What chachma. What beautiful chachma and sensitivity. Says Rav Lezer. It's on page 182 in the book. "I want you to know that now you're sitting here alone, you're left behind, and we're going inside. But when Mashiach Tzikenu comes from Harav Yameinu, you're going to be the one going inside to do the Avoida, and we're going to be the ones left behind looking on with envy." Rav Lezer was able to say that right now we're going inside and you're outside. Beis HaMikdash is going to come, you're going to go inside, and we're going to be outside. He was able to see the other perspective from another person. When someone truly cares about other people, you're able to see their perspective from their point of view. What a beautiful, beautiful idea from from a Blazer about seeing something in other people's perspectives. Third story. Rav Blazer went to go invite the Rach Mishrifka Rebbe to his daughter's chasna. And a close Talmud came with him. And while he was there, the Rebbe inquired to a certain situation. The Rach Mishrifka Rebbe inquired to Rav Blazer about a certain Shalom Bayis situation they were both involved with. And it says on page 184 here that Rav Blazer said that things were going well. And the Rebbe seemed surprised because the last time he heard, things didn't end so well. However, the next day, Rav Blazer returned to the Rebbe and updated him that the report that he gave yesterday was different. Things aren't going so well. So the Rachmas Rebbe gave, so what happened? Why didn't you tell me that yesterday? So he said, says Rav Blazer, I wasn't comfortable discussing this in front of him, but how could I ask a dear beloved Bachar, how could I ask a dear beloved Talmud to leave the room? How could I ask a Yid to be able to leave the room? How many times when it comes down to him, we don't even think about it, asking someone to privately have a private conversation. But Rav Blazer had such a tremendous, obvious Israel, care for other people. He didn't even ask the Bachar to be able to leave. What an amazing, amazing story. Finally, the fourth story. I mean, I could say 400 stories here, but for time's sake, we'll keep it to five. Four stories found on page 75. There was a Bachar who was sick in yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Blazer, called to ask him how he's feeling. Rosh Yeshiva learned that no other Bachar called, and that night, in yeshiva, he delivered a shmooze about making sure what it means to that when a bachur is sick, a person has to call or visit. It says with Rosh Hashiva, if you prepare to go to sleep and there are no linens on the bed, wake up in the morning and your shoes are missing, you're going to act right away. There's no linens, there are no shoes. Why? Why do you take action? Because it's important to you. Your shoes are missing. Your linen's missing. A bachur missing from yeshiva, says the Rosh Hashiva, should be no less important to you than your own comforts. Says Rav Blazer, we have to make sure that if someone's sick or someone's not in school or someone's not at work, you go out of your way to show that you care for that person. And the story goes that the Bachar got 20 phone calls in the next half hour to inquire about how is his well-being. Rav Blazer understood when someone's missing you make sure to be able to go out of your way to be able to make them feel good. And finally, this is really probably the most well-known story, but we'll make it even more well-known, is that a few years after his Patira, Rav Blazer's his daughter was driving on the Garden State Parkway. Page 207 says that there was a tenant that was a smaller person. He was a midget. He began to wash windows. He caught sight of Rav Blazer's picture in the window. And she said to him, he said to the gas attendant, sent to Rav Blazer's daughter, who is that? How do you know that? And he said, that's my father. And the gas attendant said, I've been looking for him for 2 years. 2 years? How do you know him? How do you know my father? He says, listen, I do this job every day, morning after freezing morning. There aren't many jobs to people like me. People come in, people go, they look at my strange appearance, they stare at me. One day your father pulled in, and he said, my friend, you're an inspiration. You were born with what might appear as a great handicap, but you refuse to play the role of the victim. You get up in the morning, you go to work, and earn an honest living. You are a role model for us. I'm going to teach about your circumstances. I'm on my way to New York, to a large school. Today I'm going to tell my students about your courage and your confidence. And said to the guest and to his daughter, of course I was always looking forward to seeing your father. I've been looking for him for 2 years. He made me feel tall. The father made me feel tall. This is what it means to a true tzaddik. It's not someone who's just sitting in their room just focusing on their own avoda. They're always constantly looking to help other people grow. And that's what the whole avoda is. The whole avoda of Lazer's life is mamish living one of chizik of Avos Yisrael. There's so many aspects that we could talk about. His Torah, his Simchas Achaim, his Chizuk, his Amelus in Torah was still great. But to focus on his Avos Yisrael, just to be able to review. We start off with the Vort Yosef and Yom, they're crying for each other's pain. Why are they crying about each other? Because when it comes to your Vort, your world, something goes wrong, you build up, you start again. But the main thing I voted when someone else says something's going wrong, it's not about the words, it's just being there, and crying and hugging at, and making sure the other person feels loved. That's what the first story of Rav Waxman. The Bachar didn't know Rav Waxman. He paying age and all. He said, my father Rosh Yeshiva told me, someone's in distress, you don't make cheshbonos. The second idea, Rav Lazer saw the Kibbutz Tzaddikim, there was a coin on the bus. He said, don't worry, there's going to come a day. Right now, it looks like we're going inside, you're outside. There's going to come a day, we're going to go, you're going to go inside, and we're going to be outside in much jealousy. You'll be able to see perspective from other sides. The third story is that on his way to invite his daughter, the Rach Mishrifka Rebbe, to his daughter's wedding. There was a bachur there, and they were talking about a certain thing. But he said, how's the Shalom Bayis going? He said, it's good. In that situation, it's good. He came back the next day, and he said, it's really not so good. He said, why didn't you tell me that yesterday? Because I said, I couldn't talk about it in front of the boy, but how could I tell another Jew to leave? Because at the end of the day, who am I to be able to tell that bachur to leave? The fourth story, the bachur was sick. Rosh Hashiva said he didn't get any calls. You wake up in the morning, your shoes are gone, or your phone is gone. Of course you're going to bug out. Because it's important to you. A bachur in yeshiva is no less than your comforts to make sure. When someone's missing, someone's not at work or school, you send them a text message, you call them, you visit them. Finally, the fifth idea that he said, even 2 years after the Rosh Yeshiva passed away, the Av Yisrael still lived on with his gas attendant, and he met his daughter, and he said, your father made me feel tall. Rosh Baruch Hu should bless us, we should be continued to live in the ways of the tzaddik. Tzaddikim, and himself, and nekrachaim, even when a tzaddik is dead, he's called alive. And the very fact that there's so much, this sefer, the blazer, the life and legacy of the blazer, truly shows that tzaddikim, and himself, and nekrachaim, we should be zochet to grow in Av Yisrael, our parents, and sensitivity for others, and grow from there's mice of tzaddikim, as Hashem, shkoyach.